places, but not in there. But the guide in there didn't want me to go down. I says, yes, sir, I am a-going. Because I had that understood before I left home.
Yes, ma'am.
That I was going to get in that if I had to be pack-saddled through. Well, what it is, it's an underground cave, and you go through it on a boat. And these glowworms are so many of them, just swinging down their threads from the ceiling, that they light it. That is all the light they have in there, is from those glowworms. And to me, their light is like our lightning bug. Now, I can't tell you the difference in a glowworm.
Well, does it flash on and off, or is it continual?
Yes, just like our lightning bug. And it may be called lightning bug with us and a glowworm in this cave. I do not know. I haven't looked it up. I ought to do it to know the difference, but I don't. But they're called glowworms there. And to me, there's so many of them. When you see a picture of them, they make their reflection. You've seen them, our Milky Way in our heavens. You know how that light is? Well, that light in that underground cave, I compare it to our Milky Way in the heavens. And if you sneeze, or if you talk, we weren't allowed to talk and asked to please not sneeze if you didn't happen to. Because when you did, those glowworms would shut up. And it was worse than darkness. And there wasn't anybody sneezed along with my group. And I'm thankful.
Yes, ma'am.
And they didn't shut up on us. But they cautioned us to not talk. And now the women didn't talk in there. They was very quiet. No, men couldn't say about anything about us talking.
Well, in this part of the country, do you have this insect that has kind of a long, thin body? You usually see it around...
The devil's horse. Bad man's horse.
Does it fly?
I wouldn't call him a flying, but he can sure hop.
Oh, I see. It hops along the ground?
I guess he flies. I don't know how that thing. He's always sitting down when I see him. Or he's always landed when I see him. I never did see that thing going through there. And I never did see him. Going around on the ground. He's just always stationed where he is. So I really can't tell you whether that thing flies or not.
I'm not sure if that's what I had in mind or not. Some of, when people fish, sometimes these insects will light on their poles. Long, thin body, and got a couple of transparent wings. So sometimes just light on your fishing pole, and you have to kind of.
But now, if I had Vera here, she could tell you about that. See, I don't fish.
I see.
I never did catch any kind of fish except one little perch, right. And he was about as long as your hand one time. And then a lot of crawdads. I've caught a lot of crawdads.
Well, do you ever hear people around here speak about dragonflies?
Oh, yes. But I don't know much about the dragonfly.
But a dragonfly is not the same thing as this devil's horse.
No. Not what we called it.
I see.
It's the devil's horse, or the bad man's horse. And they told us that not to let that bad man's horse spit in our eye, for did we go blind. Of course, we was always scared of it. And I scared of him anyway from the way he looked. Yeah, I didn't like his look.
Well, have you ever heard of people call a dragonfly by any other name?
No, not that I know of. I don't recall.
Have you ever heard people talk about a mosquito hawk?
A what?
Mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk?
Yes, ma'am.
No. I knew about mosquitoes.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't know about a mosquito hawk.
What about the snake doctor?